Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
When I passed you in the doorway, well, you took me with a glance.
So today would have been the 75th birthday of Thin Lizzy, of course, Thin Lizzy frontman. And Alan Buckley, the head tour guide at the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience, is with us on the line today. Alan, what kind of impact really has Thin Lizzy had?
Well, thank you very much for having me. What I will say is I think you can't really measure it in terms of his impact. It is immeasurable due to the fact that he was both, I suppose, somebody who was what you might call a new type of Irishman. He was Ireland's first real international rock star. He was a poet, a brilliant songwriter, a fabulous musician, a showman. And also, I think he helped herald in the rock and roll age in Ireland. So I think he has an impact on so many levels that it's almost a redundant question because his influence is so vast.
Even still to this day?
Oh, 100%. I mean, we work in the Irish Rock and Roll Museum in Temple Bar, and every month of the year we are inundated with visitors from every corner of the planet coming to pay homage to the great man himself. And his influence has gone to every continent on earth. And of course, once upon a time, they used to just come to visit his grave. They would visit his mother out in Howth in Sutton. And now, of course, there's an actual place where they can come and see his original instruments, his tour jackets, his gold records, etc. So we are constantly gratified by the love and the respect that the man receives from many, many cultures all over the world.
What are you guys doing, Alan, today to mark what would have been the 75th birthday?
So today is, of course, the actual 75th birthday with the day that's in it because it's a Tuesday. On the weekend, on Saturday, we're actually having our annual Bash for Philo, which is a live music event held in our own music venue, the Button Factory. So that will be the main day in terms of celebration. But of course, we will have a huge amount of visitors today who are conscious of the day. And we will be, I suppose, tailoring the tours very much towards marking what is, in fact, of course, a very sad occasion.
Yeah.
I mean, the man was 36 when he passed away. So we're celebrating a birthday which is long since passed, his actual passing in 1986. But I suppose that stands as a testament to the man's legacy that even after almost double his, or more than double his life, that people are still coming to pay their respects and to show their love for the great man.
Shane Byrne from Bruxelles is with us here too, Alan, on the line. You're also marking the birthday today, Shane.
We are, and I'd have to agree with everything Alan has said already. And Bruxelles, I mean, we're very lucky that we've an association with Thin Lizzy and Phil Innes that goes back to the late 60s. And just like Alan said, we have hundreds of people every week that come into the bar. They visit the famous statue outside, and it's just, you know, they just love the band, they love Phil. So we just wanted to mark today in Bruxelles. So we've got a couple of things going on. We've probably here in the background, we have his playlist back to back on throughout the day.
Right.
And we're actually at 4:30, we have a tattoo artist coming into the building. And for any big Thin Lizzy filling in fans, they can actually get a micro Thin Lizzy tattoo to mark the occasion.
Tattoos.
So
it's definitely a novel way, Shane.
Yeah, we just thought it would be an interesting way and something for the big fans if they wanted it. And We've had big interest. We've had a lot of people getting in touch. We've couples who want to come in and get one together. We have a local who comes to the bar. He's in his 70s and he's considering getting his first tattoo. So it's definitely look, as I said, we're very lucky to be in some way associated with the band's legacy and history. And you know, we get so many visitors. So we're just very happy to mark the day because it's a special day.
Yeah, it's. I heard about it this morning and I just thought it was such a quirky thing to do. How micro, though, is micro when it comes to tattoos?
We think they'll probably be around the size of maybe a €2 coin, that type of thing. So quite petite, but just something nice to have, you know, for the big fans that want to get it done. But when it's completely complimentary and and all of the usual standard waivers and age restrictions will apply.
Are you tempted, Alan?
I'd actually be very tempted.
Well, I'm not going near Brooks Ells for fear, Shane. I could get roped into it today.
You might come out with more than you came in for.
But so it's just something, I suppose, novel and a little bit different, and there's obviously a lot of interest, Shane.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, as I said, we see every day, like Alan just said, we see generations of people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s who are, you know, new fans being introduced to the music, and they're in the bar, they're talking about the band and Phil every day of the week. So, yeah, there's been a great interest in it. And like I said, we're just very happy to be able to market in some way. And as Alan said, it's a respectful day too. Mm. But it's important that it's noted, I think, because he left such a legacy, and you know, he's one of the greatest rock stars, not just to come out of Ireland, but probably, you know, in the world, really, if you think about it. And for a country like us to produce someone like that is incredible, we think, anyway. So.
Absolutely. Well, listen, that's happening today, the event, I suppose. I don't want to call it festivities as such, but the ways to mark Phil Lynott's 75th birthday taking place at Brooks Ells, and also the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience. Shane Byrne, Alan Buckley, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.